Doom White, Disc 11.
Chapter 36. On the hillside, the earth suddenly collapsed into a deep depression. Bisky found himself unwittingly sliding in with it. He yelled,
"Ah! Help!"
Bosey was there like a flash. Throwing himself flat, he grabbed the young mouse's paws, yanking him back to safety, but the earth was still moving, the bowl-shaped implosion growing wider and deeper. Every beast had left the lookout posts, hurrying to see the cause of Bisky's alarm. Bosey pulled further back, calling out orders.
"Back now, all of you! Stay clear!"
Knocko strained to get past Bosey.
"What's going on, mates? Me daughter, the mole crew, where in the name of blazes have they gone?"
Another warning tremor shook the hillside as the Highland Hare pushed the Gonfalon chief back.
"Look, I don't know where they are. Stay clear unless you want to follow them. Wait, I've got an idea."
Grabbing one of the mole crew's spare ropes, Bosey lashed it around his middle. He tossed an end to Knocko.
"Take the strain, my bonny beasts. I'm going to take a look. Hang on tight to the rope now."
Paw over paw, the gallant hare lowered himself into the depression. The debris of sandy soil, pebbles and torn roots slid along with him. Then, with alarming speed, he disappeared into the shifting mass. Knocko roared to the band of helpers who were holding the rope.
"Pull him out of there, mates! Come on! Heave away!"
Backs bent almost double, the rescuers strained, shuffling backward. Bosey came out suddenly like a cork from a bottle, leaving a hole through which shot a small column of sulphured steam. The hare hopped, jumped and skipped his way back to firm ground. He expelled a mouthful of soil.
"Give me my sword!"
Seizing the fabled blade, he sliced the rope from himself in a single slash, shouting hurriedly.
"Och, there's no time to gossip. A charge is the only thing for it. We've got to get inside those caves below. Arm yourselves and follow me. Quick as you like, buckos. There's no a moment to be lost."
They thundered down the hillside en masse, with Knocko and Bisky tearing alongside Bosey. As they went, Bisky was yelling,
"What is that? What did you see down there?"
Bosey rushed on, grim-jawed as he muttered,
"You'll see for yourself soon enough, my friend."
It was a breakneck charge. Stumbling, dodging, they reached the bottom of the big wooded hill. Some leapt onto the stream bank, others went straight into the water, but they recovered quickly, charging into the entrance tunnel. Bosey, leading the way, was whirling his blade like a drum major, roaring out his war cry.
"You lilier bull lady! You lilier!"
Bisky swung a loaded sling, double-waved his rapier, and Knocko held the shaft on his bowstring at the ready. Behind them, the beasts of Gonfalon and Gowsim came, everyone armed to the teeth, blood racing, pulses pounding. They poured out into the big cavern, straight into a mass of carrion birds and reptiles coming the opposite way. As both sides clashed, Bosey pointed through the green fog, calling to double Bisky and Knocko.
"Over yonder! Do you see? We've got to help them!"